Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. And as we start this morning, I wanted to read a passage of scripture from Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We were talking about this in our Wednesday night Bible class, and I just wanted to read from verses 25 down through 31 to get us to consider how great God is. Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 25. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to tell you this morning, folks, that living for God, living in God's presence, recognizing and acknowledging Him as the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, it will do a whole lot to help you with your self-esteem, with your outlook on life, with those thoughts of discouragement and depression. You know, when we know God, when we know God's promises, when we know God's good way of life, and we walk in that way, there is great joy, and there is great peace, and there's great victory over the things of this world. We can say confidently that my God is for me. We're in James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Last week, we started talking about verses 11 and 12, and let's just read that again to get kind of an understanding of it all over again. He says, brothers, and of course, actually, he's talking to the whole church there, so it's brothers and sisters, but it's the idea of church, okay? You, God's people, the church, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him, speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Okay, so we started talking about that last week, that as Christians, as God's people, we're not to speak against one another. We're not to try to defame people. We're not trying to destroy their character or their reputation. Remember Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. So since that's the case, again, here's why James is saying, don't slander one another. Don't speak against one another or judge him hypocritically or just from some external way rather than knowing all of the facts. All right? And it is so important that we recognize this because a lot of times, like we said last week, there's a lot of mindless, thoughtless, careless, critical, derogatory, untrue speech directed toward others because we're really not careful with our tongue. We're really not careful with our attitude. And so let's listen to our first song this morning. This is a song called Background by Lecrae, and it encourages us to remember that, hey, God needs to be in the forefront. We need to put ourselves in the background. Let's listen.
I could play the background. I could play the background. 'Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, the background. And you could take the lead. It's evident you run the show, so let me back down. You take the leading role, and I play the background. I know I miss my cues, know I forget my lines. I'm sticking to your script, and I'm reading all your signs. I don't need my name in lights, I don't need a star on the road. And why gain the whole wide world if I'm just gonna lose my soul? And my ways ain't purified, I don't live according to your word. I can't endure this life without your wisdom being heard. So word to every dancer for a pop star. 'Cause we all play the background, but mine's a rock star. Yeah, so if you need me, I'll be stage right. Praying the whole world will start embracing stage fright. So let me fall back and stop giving my suggestions. 'Cause when I follow my obsessions, I end up confessing that I'm not that impressive. Matter of fact, I'm who I are. A trail of stardust leading to the superstar. Yeah, I could play the background. I could play the background. Was captain of my soul. I was master of my fate. Lost control and then I sank. So I don't want to take the lead, 'cause I'm prone to make mistakes. All these folks who follow me gon' end up in the wrong place. So just let me shadow you and just let me trace your lines. Matter of fact, just take my pen. Yeah, you create my rhymes. 'Cause if I do this by myself, I'm scared that I'll succeed and no longer trust in you, 'cause I only trust in me. And see, that's how you end up headed to destruction. Paving the road to nowhere. Pour your life out for nothing. You pull my card, I'm bluffing. You know what's in my hand. Me, I just roll and trust you. You cause the dice to land. I'm in control of nothing. Follow you at any cost. And some call it sovereign will. All I know is you the boss. And man, I'm so at ease. I'm so content. I play the background like it's an instrument. I could play the background. I could play the background. 'Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, the background. If you could take the lead. I know I'm safest when I'm in your will and trust your word. And I know I'm dangerous when I trust myself, my vision blurred. And I ain't got no time to play life's foolish games. Got plenty aims, but do they really glorify your name? And it's a shame the way I wanna do these things for you. Yeah, don't even cling to you. Take time to sit and glean from you. And it seems that you are patient in my ignorance. If ignorance is bliss, it's 'cause she never heard of this. I could play the background. I could play the background.
We're back this morning in James chapter 4 and verse 11. Remember that it says, anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. And when you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. So here's the first reason that James says, don't do this. Don't speak against your brother. Don't slander one another. He says, when you do that, you're speaking against the law. Well, what law are we talking about here? Well, obviously God's laws. And somebody will say, well, which ones? Okay, well, whichever ones apply to us in the time that we're living in. As you read the Bible, there's lots of laws and precepts and principles and things that God has laid down for men of different ages of time. And we need to rightly divide or correctly handle the word of truth, like Paul told Timothy, and recognize that some of the things that God told people to do a long time ago are different than he tells us to do. Or he may have added things for our generation that wasn't a part of a different generation. Now that we're a part of the church, a part of the new covenant in Jesus Christ, we follow Jesus Christ. We follow the law of Christ, the law of liberty, if you would. And yet it's still a law of life, a way that we live. Not just in our salvation, that's the foundation of it, but we walk according to God's holiness, according to his law. And so when we slander one another or speak against one another, we judge the law, okay? We judge law. We're not keeping it, we're judging it, because the law tells us, in fact, when they asked Jesus about the first covenant, they said, what's the greatest commandment of the law? And Jesus said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? That's the law of God. That is what everything else hangs on. And when you go over to, and I think we read this last week, but let's just read it one more time. In Romans chapter 13, he says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Okay, so really fulfillment of the law is love. And he goes on and he says, the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. Those are all part of the Ten Commandments that God gave to the physical nation of Israel. But then he goes on and says, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. That's the law of liberty. And really, all the things that are part of this new covenant in Christ Jesus that we're under are laws that we ought to keep. In other words, he says, when you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. We're not to sit there and judge the law. We're supposed to do what God tells us to do. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And so I want to keep God's laws. I want to do what God tells me to do. I want to listen to the apostles of Jesus Christ who were guided into all of the truth by the Holy Spirit and listen to them and do what they say. Just like here in James as a prophet, as an apostle, he goes on to say in verse 13, who's wise and understanding among you? Remember that back in chapter 3? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is of the devil. And where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and every evil practice. That's not what we want. And so we keep the law. We follow the law as a way of life. But when we start doing what the law tells us not to do, then we're not keeping it, but we're sitting on it and saying, hey, I don't need to keep the law. I'm above the law. I can speak against my brother. I can speak evilly of him. I can slander him. I can gossip about him. And it's okay. I'm good. No, you're not. And basically what James is saying is you need to quit it. I need to quit it. We need to stop if we're doing that. Okay? We need to go back to verse 7 and submit ourselves to God and resist the devil and come near to God. We need to wash our hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded, and grieve and mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he'll lift you up. That's what we need to do if we are pursuing that way of life, because that's not what the royal law, the law of liberty, the law of Christ, the law of love is all about. Jesus said to love one another. So that's the first reason that we don't do it. The second reason is like it. He says in verse 12, there's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. So that's the second reason we're not to slander, speak against, speak evilly, gossip about, tear down, try to destroy our brother or sister's character, right? Because there's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who's able to save and destroy. Who's that? Jesus. God. He's the one who gave the law. He's the one that ultimately is going to judge absolutely perfectly. Now, again, this doesn't mean we can't make judgment calls based on the very best information that we have in the circumstances. It just means that we're not to be hypocritical judges. It means we're not to just jump to conclusions before we carefully investigate a matter. We're not to just look at external things, but we're to find out the heart of things the best we can before we make judgment calls. And ultimately, of course, we give all of those things over to God because he's the one who is the one who is able to save or destroy. So when we speak against one another, when we judge one another without carefully, righteously doing that, then basically what we're saying to God is, I'm just as good as you are to do this. I'm just as qualified to do this as you are. I have just as much wisdom and knowledge and foresight as you do. Really? I don't think so. I don't know if anybody wants to make that claim. I certainly don't. And so all of this goes back to speaking against one another. Let's not speak against one another. Let's build each other up. And if there is something that needs to be judged, if someone's caught up in a sin, like Galatians 6 says, those who are spiritual should restore such a one gently. If your brother sinned against you, Jesus said in Matthew 18, go to him and show him your fault. Don't go tell everybody else. Go and deal with your brother. Because if you don't, number one, you're judging the law itself. And then number two, you're saying to God, the only one lawgiver and judge, that, hey, I'm just as qualified as you are. Wow. That'll make you think the next time you go to talk badly about somebody, I hope. And so he finishes verse 12 by saying, but you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Okay. And that's really what it brings down to. Let's not be so quick to judge everybody and everything, okay, harshly and unfairly and just thoughtlessly and without thought. But we need to be people that live carefully and look at ourselves first and judge ourselves first. Just like Jesus said in Matthew 7 there, we need to take the plank out of our own eye so that we can see more clearly to take the speck out of our brother's eye. All right. I hope this will be a help to you. Reread this passage yourself. Go over it. Study it some more yourself. But whatever you do, the bottom line here is don't speak against. Don't slander. Don't defame. Don't do it on purpose. Don't even do it thoughtlessly. Make sure that you are keeping the law of God, that royal law, the law of Christ, and not sitting in judgment on it. All right, we're going to listen to our last song this morning. This is by Petra called Counsel of the Holy.
Darkness, a book of hope.
What a great song from Petra. Counsel of the Holy. And I hope you realize that's talking about the Word of God, right? And this is where we get our wisdom. This is where we get our counsel. This is where we look for our way of life. Now, on this whole matter of judging one another, let's go back to Romans 14 for a minute. And this will bring up some more questions, but I just want to read through here so that you can kind of hear the same tone that Paul's using here in Romans and James was using there in James chapter 4. In chapter 14 of verse 1 of Romans, he says, "Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not eat, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. He who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I'm fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you're no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy your brother for whom Christ died. Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It's better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother to fall." So, you know, there's a lot of great teaching in that chapter. But the point is that, hey, let's stop speaking against each other. Let's start being more concerned and careful about building each other up, that will protect each other's reputation, but that will also, if there are things there that would tarnish our reputations or would hurt the name of Christ, you know, the Bible says that God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of our behavior, our actions, and different things. And so we want to be people that don't do that. If we see each other doing that, we need to call each other to account and say, "Hey, what you're doing is not good according to the counsel of the Holy," right? According to the Word of God. Not just my opinion, not just what I think, but what God says. And that we don't run ahead of that. We don't fall behind. We don't make up a bunch of man-made rules and regulations trying to make someone do what we want them to do. We need to point people to fellowship with God. Amen? Amen. All right, as we close off our broadcast this morning, we're glad that we can continue through the book of James. We're very thankful for the Lotus Broadcasting, being able to broadcast on these stations and share the Word of God. We're so thankful for many of you that have heard us and come to visit the church as a consequence of that. We'd sure love to see you again. Come on back. Don't just come one time. Come again, and we'd love to sit down and get to know you and answer any questions or concerns you might have. We're the church at Las Vegas. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7. We're located at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain Desert Inn. That's where we meet at those times. If you want more details about us, times to go back and listen to broadcasts that we've already done, messages that are on our website, you can do that at thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. We'd love to have you stop by there. We'd love to, even more importantly, meet you in person and get to know you a little bit there. So thanks for listening. Thanks so much for the opportunity. It's an awesome privilege to be able to share the Word of God with you. And I'm so thankful that I can do that. And I appreciate and thank you for your prayers and your support. We just ask that until we meet next time, on the radio or in person, that you keep standing on the rock, the solid rock, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.